I am speaking with Harry Cooney, who is manager of customer risk management for Growmark Energy. And we're going to be taking a look at some of the things that the energy market might be doing right now, what it's been doing this year, and how Growmark helps its customers handle their risk as far as energy costs are concerned. The topic here is price risk management and member contracting. And one of the things that we're hearing a lot about, Harry, is the problems in Europe. What's going on in Europe as far as their economic situation is concerned. How does that impact us here in the United States and specifically energy prices?
Well, that's right, Cindy. There's been quite a uproar here in the markets here recently with the big sell-off in the stock market and some wild action in the currency markets. And it seems like that once the U.S. dollar falls, it tends to help support the stock market to go up, and in turn, then on those days when that type of action is going on, then the energy markets tend to rally. Now, when things look real bad in Europe, then our stock market tends to take and fall off a little bit, and when the stock market falls off, then the energy markets tend to fall off. And a lot of that interconnection is on thoughts that if the stock market's going down, maybe the economy, either in the U.S. or the U.S. and the world, is weakening, and thus oil demand might be weakening. So in the past 6 months to a year, there's been a strong connection between the stock market and the energy markets. And here in the past several weeks or so, the stock market has started to come back to life quite a bit after the Dow dipped under 11,000 there early in October. It's come back and poked its head back over 12,000 now. Looks like it wants to go on even higher. And at the same time, crude oil made a bottom there in early October around $75 a barrel here in the New York market that we watch the closest. And here now today, back up, trading up around 95 or so. So this market has definitely firmed up, and you can see the strong parallels between the stock market action here in the U.S. and the energy markets.
Well, what about diesel demand and diesel supplies? We're seeing possibly stocks going down a little bit, and that also, of course, impacts our energy supplies.
Well, that's right. This has been a big story here just recently, where diesel stocks have fallen under the five-year average for the first time in many months. For quite some time here, because of the U.S. and world economic problems, the diesel stocks have remained well over the five-year average. But things now are starting to come around in parts of the world and also in parts of the U.S. economy starting to come around. And so stocks are coming down now. And part of the stocks coming down is this diesel demand. Diesel demand now is back well over the five-year average after just bottoming in July. So in the past couple, 3 months or so in here, we've seen a lot of green shoots in the U.S. economy, even though we know that the economy as a whole is still on a weak footing. You know, you still have 9.5% of the people unemployed, but there's areas out there, especially in the over-the-road trucking area. There's a lot of national fleets that are starting to have advertisements out for workers. That's unusual. We haven't seen that for a number of years, and so we're starting to see some of those advertisements for workers for the trucking fleets. And that's bullish for diesel demand. The over-the-road trucking demand category is the largest single-use category for distillate demand in the U.S.
One of the benefits for members of Growmark is that you also distribute daily information about what's happening in the energy markets, and you also give recommendations as far as contracting is concerned. And for those people that are looking at contracting for their energy needs for 2012, what are you recommending at this point?
Well, we just started here in early November with our first recommendation in the propane market for the summer and fall winter demand of 2012, and then the fall winter of 2012-2013. We're starting to look at that. We put out some of our first recommendations to buy for our members, and then they can be talking to their end users about it. The crude oil price seems to be well supported in here on breaks. propane stocks are also on the, they've come up to about 60 million barrels in the U.S., but they're not real ample at all. And so given that, given the somewhat tight stock situation and the fact that crude oil tends to want to go on up, it makes us want to be a buyer of propane. And roughly half of the propane in the U.S. comes from the crude oil refining process, and the other half comes from the natural gas stream. So we tend to follow those markets real closely. Crude oil probably the closest, and crude oil seems like it wants to even go to even higher levels in here. Having a crude oil trade up around $100 here in the not-too-distant future seems very, very likely.
How would you characterize this year as far as the energy market is concerned? We did see, a run-up in gasoline prices earlier, but they've seemed to be stabilized in the last couple of months. But overall, how would you characterize 2011 as far as the energy markets are concerned? Average year, different than normal, or what?
Well, it was pretty normal. I mean, we had a run-up from the first part of the year into the mid-second quarter, April, May. That tends to be just what the seasonal studies suggest, that you have a run-up from winter out into spring and early summer, and then from there on, the picture gets a little murky. Some years you continue on higher into fall, and other years you peak out in summer, and then you drop into fall. So this year followed the pattern where you bottomed in the winter, rallied out into the spring and summer. That rally there, Cindy, happens about 70 or 80% of the time. Peaked out then in the second quarter and has slowly crept down ever since then. But it looks like we've got down to levels now where the buyers are starting to step back in. Typically, we would hope that these prices would stay down into later November, December, and January, when we tend to put on a lot of contracts for the next year. It looks like maybe we're starting to bottom the market a little earlier than normal. But even if it bottoms now, the market tends to give a couple of setbacks in that Thanksgiving to Valentine Day period. Usually you need to have on contracted what you want in the energy complex by about Valentine's Day, and then you tend to start in that rally out into spring and summer. So we're looking for opportunities. We're looking for this window of opportunity from now till Valentine's Day to put on contracts for 2012. And for customers looking to contract, that's what we're telling them also.
Well, how much impact do public policy decisions like the blender's tax credit that's going to go away at the end of this year for ethanol, or the renewable fuel standards, how much impact do they have on the energy market?
I think the world economic climate, or lack thereof, the currency movements, stock market action, I think those items have a lot more to do with it than these legislative moves, even though these legislative moves can have a big impact on whether something is taxed or how it's taxed or something like that. But the raw price of diesel fuel and gasoline and crude oil, I think, is far more affected by these world events in the currency markets and in the world stock markets. Whether the economy is strengthening or weakening, that in itself is very important for the energy complex as a whole. The energy complex is usually traders are trying to figure out whether the economy is strengthening or weakening. If the dollar is weakening a lot, that makes us export a lot more fuel also. We've been exporting this year quite a bit of propane, but there's been diesel fuel and gasoline being exported from the U.S. also, and in part that's because of the currency relationship. So I'd say these other market effects have a lot greater impact on it than the legislative items do.
And thank you very much. Once again, that's Harry Cooney with GrowMark Energy. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.